Sometimes, if we mix our ordinary view with profound Dharma, then it causes people more confusion. So I'll just say something about that, his last comment about causing confusion. For example, if you're all tantric practitioners now, so maybe today, let's say, for example, you're engaged in self-generation as Amitayas, and you try to perceive everything as completely pure, your environment as a pure land, yourself as Amitayas, and you understand how beneficial it is to prevent your delusions, to stop ordinary appearances. And in the meditation break, you try to retain this special understanding that things are arising from bliss and emptiness, just as it explains in here. You try to maintain this. Think, oh, this carpet is the union of bliss and emptiness. This microphone is the union of bliss and emptiness. My hand is the union. This is mixing. This is mistaken. This is wrong. Okay, this is completely wrong. And I'm not wrong about this, by the way. If you think I'm wrong, you're wrong. So I'm I know, because I checked this out a long time ago, well, a few years ago, on the International Teacher Training Program. This, we came to this point studying New Guide to Dakini Land, how to practice the practice of Vajrayogini. And someone asked this question, you know, if I'm out walking and I see my neighbor beating their dog, can I think to myself, this is a manifestation of the charmal grounds of Vajrayogini? So my answer was no. That's your neighbor beating their dog. You know, you need to generate compassion for the dog and for the beater, for the neighbor. And if you can, intervene, but if you can't, stay out of it. But that was my reply. But of course, they don't believe me. So I had to check with Geshe-la. I went to check with Venerable Geshe-la, okay? Asked him about this question. He said, this is very important that we understand. We must not mix our profound understanding of Dharma with our ordinary appearances and conceptions. What did he mean? What he means is, if you, okay, so this morning you are Amitayas, I've got the, you know, I'm very pure, everything's pure. And then you arise. You think, ah, now I've got to see everything as union of bliss and emptiness. If things appear to you as ordinary, they're ordinary because they're appearing to you as ordinary. There's no way you can transform this ordinary microphone into some pure object in Amitayas' pure land. No. If on the other hand, I should say this, if you are a highly realized practitioner, okay, and you have gained this ability to get all of your winds, or many of your winds, into the inner channel, the central channel, and you're melting the drops, and you're experiencing actual spontaneous great bliss in your meditation this morning, and then you're arising from this, and everything is the nature of bliss and emptiness, then there are no ordinary microphones. There are no ordinary carpets and so forth. These are all, you recognize clearly, as a manifestation of my bliss and emptiness. No problem. But for us, there's a problem. Yeah. So, what we should do, so what do we do? This is the question. Oh, if I can't see everything as bliss and emptiness, what do I do? Geshe-la said, please remember, all the things you normally see do not exist. They don't exist. If the microphone is appearing as an ordinary microphone out there, separate from your mind, it's just there, it's not here, it's not part of my mind, you've got to remember that object doesn't exist. You've got to remember the wisdom of ultimate truth, Buddha's ultimate teaching on emptiness, and prevent ourselves from generating this ordinary conception